You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Well, now you go to hell.
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
I'm
Shope
not.
And the
no,
Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Would you like a trivia question?
Sure.
Okay. Here is the question. So this is from Bet Online, or did you look at it?
No.
You make a habit of not looking at the Bet Online emails, just in case.
I did not check this email, no.
Four NFL teams that missed the playoffs in 2023 are favored to make the playoffs this year. Who are these four teams?
All right.
I think you will get at least three right in four guesses.
I am going to say the Bengals are one of these teams.
Do you want to know if that's right?
No, don't care.
Ever?
Maybe in about 3 or 4 minutes. I don't know. See how long it takes. Maybe it shouldn't take me that long.
The Bengals' odds at BetOnline of making the playoffs are better than the Bills. That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's not like they're in a weak division either.
That's right. Minus 225. The Bills are minus 200.
So the Bengals are my first guess. I'm going to say the Jets because Rodgers is healthy. So they're guess two.
Minus 130. Correct. Close to 50-50.
I buzzed. Oh, is it Atlanta?
Yes. Minus 275, Atlanta.
I was just about to ask about NFC versus AFC.
That's three.
But two AFC, one NFC, so I need one more team. Don't know which conference. I'm tempted to guess Colts, but I'm 3 for 3. One second.
The Colts did not make the playoffs. I'm just pointing this out. They missed by that one game. It was Colts and Houston at the end of the season, wasn't it? And the Colts were driving for the win and got stopped on fourth down. Like sort of, they rushed the play. And that was it. Houston won, made the playoffs, and then blew out Cleveland in the first game.
All right, I'll just say it's the Colts.
Chicago.
Oh, favored to make the playoffs. Wow.
Let's talk about it. Minus 130, same as the Jets.
I mean, it was not a last-place team. So if you're out there like, well, they just had the first pick in the draft, they must be terrible. No.
They were 7-10.
They were 7-10, so not good, really, but, you know, not terrible. So they're starting from a, you know, a better place than most teams that pick, you know, 101.
That's right.
In the NFL draft. But I don't know, man. Green Bay, Detroit.
Both of those teams are also favored to make it.
Wow.
Think of it as almost, it's almost hockey now. 7 due out of 16 in each conference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hockey's 8 out of 16, right?
Right.
So your odds of making the playoffs, you want to be a little bit above the middle. That's good enough. Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay. Chicago has the shortest, or the, not the shortest, the longest odds of the three. Minus 130, same as the Jets, which we mentioned. Kansas City and San Francisco are the biggest favorites, not surprisingly, to make the playoffs, the two defending conference champions. Who's third? Atlanta is fourth, and Cincinnati is fifth.
To do what exactly?
To make it.
To make
it. Same thing.
Just playoffs.
Yep.
Okay. What did you say again? Kansas City and who are...
San Francisco and Kansas City are tied at minus 450 for the biggest favorites to make the playoffs. This team is third biggest. Atlanta and Cincinnati, we've already talked about, are 4 and 5. The Bengals one is really, really strong.
Could it be the Eagles?
No.
Lions?
No. It's not the Bills. I already said that.
Right. It's not Dallas.
It's not.
Then it's got to be who? Baltimore.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They always get a level of respect from the odds that the fans don't give them. And the Bills really, like, what are, we had a tweet about this. I mean, their Super Bowl odds are still what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're still, like, 10 or 12 to 1 to win it all. It sounds different, though, in here.
It does.
It sounds different in here.
Yeah, I'm nervous that they are replacing, they've chosen to replace their fastball. And despite the success they had doing that, because they really did that, you know, two-thirds of the way through the season or thereabouts, right? And it worked. They won until they lost in the playoffs. That to me doesn't validate that it didn't work. I mean, they had way more success than failure, changing their philosophy. But I'm worried about them overreacting to that. Like, look, it worked. We should do this. And that all the talk about not needing a number one receiver that I wanted to dismiss as the thing you say while you're sort of figuring out how to get your new number one receiver, it's getting harder to just dismiss it because their actions, you know, are telling you otherwise. So I'm feeling like the wind is blowing in the direction that you've been suggesting they were heading. I don't at all. I know how I'm getting a good amount of feedback today. Like, boy, you're so negative. I've gone from having a team that I almost blindly would just tell you, it wasn't blind, but still, like, they're excellent. They're going to contend. I'm not worried about anything. To, okay, you know, sort of like the last caller brought up, so much uncertainty. And it really is that the receiving core is what it is. It's in the state it's in. And I don't know. The plan, it can work. It could work. I'm just nervous. It's new. It's different. And I'm not sure it's a real good idea to run away from being a pass-heavy offense when you've got this quarterback. And I don't think that them not winning proves that this doesn't work. This model doesn't work. I mean, the closest, the best they've ever looked was a game that got undone by their own coaching missteps, being kind with missteps. And that, I mean, that was Josh Allen, just rocket arm, launching balls all over the field. That's my, still, I think, my ticket. It's possible that, like, the Bills are, like, studying like they're studying and feel like they're tired of slamming their heads up against the wall of the too high safeties and all this stuff. We need to do something else. And that's what the objective here is. And again, maybe it'll work, but it's very unknown to me. It's largely speculative that they'll be able to replace Diggs with this, you know, triumvirate of guys that they're bringing in here, none of whom are anywhere near as accomplished as Diggs has been. There's a lot of uncertainty there, and that's it. So I'm not telling you it can't work. I would still right now pick the Bills to win their division at least, but I don't know how equipped to be different than they've been. They're going to look different. It seems very apparent whether that's going to get them a different result. I don't know how to get I could choose to be optimistic. I could choose to wear Zubaz pants to work every day too if I wanted to.
Like you don't already.
But I don't know, man. There's a lot that's just not in focus yet to me. And the Bills, like again, the last guy that got through, they have been very in focus. Like you knew exactly who they were and what they were and who was doing what for a run of years here. And now it's like, I don't know. I'm thinking of the Stillwater T-shirt from the movie Almost Famous, where like the singer is up front and or the guitar player is up front, Russell Hammond, and all the other guys are just out of focus. Like that's what the Bills look like to me. They're like I see Sean McDermott there. He's Russell Hammond right in front, and everything else is kind of like, or maybe it's Allen.
Allen
right in
is
front.
Russell Hammond.
He's right in front, and like everybody else is like, I don't know.
Your looks are becoming a problem.
Yeah, right.
Is that 2 days in a row for that line?
Not 2 days in a row. Came up when we were talking about Dickie Betts.
Whatever, okay, right.
A couple weeks ago.
Right.
Russell Hammond, to me, looks like a dead ringer for a certain era, Dickie Betts.
Right. Do you want, by the way, to name the four teams that were in the playoffs in 2023 that are favored to miss?
Ooh.
I mean, we've named a lot of teams already that aren't the answer. Four teams that were in that are favored to miss.
I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Right.
Being a miss.
Cleveland is minus 190 to miss.
Maybe Tampa's a miss.
Correct. Minus 170.
Ooh, I don't know who else. Could Dallas be a miss? No. Pittsburgh.
Definitely.
Okay.
Minus 190.
Yeah, I can't believe I missed them.
So you got three on both.
It's because I kind of forgot that they were in the playoffs in the first place.
That's right. And they played here.
Right.
And the fourth is the Rams.
Okay. That's right. They were in.
Minus 140 to miss. How did they do? What game was that?
That was the Lions game.
Rams-Lions. That was good, wasn't it?
Puka Nacua was awesome, yeah.
That was a good game.
That was very good. It was the only good wild card game, I believe. Everything else was like a blowout except that game.
Okay. Good fantasy game, if I recall.
Of course.
Your guys got there.
Yeah.
Detroit, holy cow, Detroit. They played the Bucs then in the second round, and they got there in that game too. And then San Francisco, man, they had a great fantasy playoff, the Lions. You know, if you're playing fantasy.
Yeah.
Football in the playoffs, like, you know, some of us.
Which game did Jameson Williams have? That was that against San Francisco or was so that against Tampa?
He had two touchdowns in San Francisco. I think he might have scored the first one of the game, just a vapor trail
right
through the middle of the defense.
Right.
And then he caught one later.
Okay. The vapor trail one was... I mean, you want to know why I want a fat or I want speed on my team?
I know.
Right?
And so many people just discount him. But that is a first-round pick from 2 years ago who never has had, like, a full training camp or anything. Like, he's just – he had an injury, and then he had a suspension.
Gambling thing, right, yeah.
And, the electrifying speed. I've told you about this when we've talked about him. He had a touchdown against the Saints last year where it was like a reverse. And it was just sick how fast he was. And then he does sort of like this spin into the end zone, maybe like sideways. Like, holy cow, how is this guy not an integral part of the offense here with the Lions? They really haven't.
Maybe that's coming.
Maybe. Like, I don't know how consistent he can be, but they really haven't filled his spot. Mike Clay, who's one of the best fantasy analysts, I would say, has tweeted Zay Jones to Detroit. And I kind of like them for the draft adding a receiver, like a slot receiver, maybe, well, St. Brown, but they haven't done that. Like, it's right now they're Williams and St. Brown and Laporta, of course. I mean, that's not the order. Williams be third in that order. Very interesting team. You want to bet them to like win it? How good a bet is Detroit to win the Super Bowl? Is that crazy? Can't be that. I mean, they almost made it.
No, I don't.
Last year they could have won it. Last year,
no, I don't think it's crazy at all.
They were a play away. They had a 21-3 lead, I think, in the NFC Championship, and then they started going on fourth down and they got beat because they didn't make it and they got ripped for it. That's unfortunate.
Who was there? They had another guy whose name I. Who's there? Josh.
Josh Reynolds.
Oh, okay,
but he left.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay.
Denver, maybe. I don't know. He left. Reynolds. One of those Bills free agent maybe names was for a minute was Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, Williams is that is, you want to know like why I'm so hot and bothered about Xavier Worthy and why I'm so hot and bothered about speed. Like, you want explosive plays, you want run after catch. Like, it's not all created equal. Like, anybody can run after the catch, but can you hurt anyone? Can you scare them? I just do not see a guy on this route. Curtis Samuel's the best I can do. Even Cook does not have high-end breakaway speed. Like, he got caught from behind a couple times when it looked like maybe he could score. So you don't even have that. He might be the fastest guy on the team outside of Samuel, but that's not elite.
It's why I never liked him, because he's not big enough to play sort of the durable three-down role, and he's not fast enough for his size to
run away.
So yeah. I respect what he's done, Cook.
He's been nice so far.
He's been fine, yeah. I respect what he's done.
But it's not high, the high end is not there.
I am always ready for someone else, though. Like, I was ready for Damian Harris, but just could not. He didn't have the advantage Cook had, which is the draft capital piece. Harris more of a free agent throw-in candidate for what they paid him. Like, Cook was going to get the look, the main job. And he did all right with it. Then Harris had another injury, and that was it for his career, unfortunately. Let's Ray Davis. Come on. I'm ready for Ray Davis. I don't know what that'll be. He'll be a backup.
But that's not high-end speed either.
No, it's bowling ball.
Right.
It's a very different.
5'8", 200 pounds.
Yeah, at least. Like, he's a very different style. But, you know, okay.
And was a good pass catcher in college, which is interesting because, you know, I don't know, maybe there's the potential for that to, I mean, we'll see. It's a fourth round pick. But maybe that can become a 1A, 1B thing. If he proves reliable catching the ball, they might, you know, feel like they're more interchangeable than we're thinking as the draft is unfolding.
So much
I am anyway.
And the pass blocking piece too has got to be there. Like, I think that was a thing about Murray that they...
Yeah.
That they felt like they needed. Can he do that? You know, can Cook do that? Doesn't have really the size, but it's another interesting development here this offseason is what they were going to do with obviously they were going to add somebody for that position, and they didn't, I mean, Ty Johnson, but they didn't add the guy before the draft like they would do, some Latavius Murray type, if you will,
right,
or even Murray himself. And then ended up being Davis in round four. All right, we will take a break here in a moment. Matt Verderam, our guest today from SI, talked a lot about what we think and how it looks, the Bills trading with the Chiefs. Of course, that's been a big topic since Thursday night when the Bills made that move, Kansas City trading up with Buffalo to draft Xavier Worthy. Also, how we think the Bills did. And some other interesting aspects from the now completed NFL draft. That's coming your way next. Tomorrow, Brett Boone, just read that Mike Trout is having knee surgery. Good start for him. Maybe he can stay on the field. Maybe not season ending, but might be cool to ask Boone about Trout. I'm not sure we have. And then Chris Trapasso tomorrow too, kind of putting a bow on it all with the draft as he's been on with us every Wednesday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs, stay tuned. More next here on WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.